coverage is linked to the fact that the majority of the country, 99% of the country, have a national identity document. Because once you have a national identity document, you're automatically insured because insurance is universal. When a citizen doesn't have identity document, for example, or when someone is a migrant, a foreigner, they don't have an identity document, and then we have to take a different set of steps. However, I do want to make the point that if somebody turns up at a hospital, a clinic, example, and doesn't have an identity document, we won't deny them health care. We will simply flag the case to the RENIEC so that they can issue them a temporary or provisional document so that they can be registered in the system, because we might be dealing with a migrant, a new citizen, a citizen who didn't have the document. So simultaneously with delivering health care, we try and resolve the legal gap or the legal vacuum in terms of their documentation. In reaching these levels of coverage, we've been working as the Ministry of Health and RENIEC together hand in hand, and we will continue to work in partnership. We're focusing in particular on little contacted or non-contacted communities, particularly in the Amazonas region. And we have to work very closely with these mobile committees, these community level mobile committees, to make sure that they have the cultural understanding of these little contacted or not uncontacted communities, so that they can in a respectful manner contact them and address these individual cases to further boost levels of documentation coverage. That's one of the key aspects that we're working on. A second point I wish to address or to share with you is that this year Peru was congratulated and commended by the Pan American Health Organization for the levels of vaccine coverage in the country. We have very high levels of vaccine coverage, I'm happy to report. In the past, levels of vaccine coverage were very low, and we have had to put Herculean efforts into boosting the levels of vaccine coverage. And that's hard work, not just by professionals in the healthcare sector, but also hard work in terms of government work and government investment. But I do want to make the point that we were